The death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg came as a shock to the nation on Friday night. Longtime advocate for women's rights has been described as the Thurgood Marshall of the movement. Former Mayor Barry Tillman is someone who knows about that fight. We caught up with her to talk about her reaction.
Well, we found out about it late Friday evening. It came across my husband's cell phone, and we were just about ready to go to bed, and he told me. And, you know, I was initially just devastated because I knew what political tract it would take, and that, I think, is extremely unfortunate and unfair and lots of kind of unwords, you know what I mean? And I think that I was also sad because Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a remarkable person, a remarkable woman, and I think, interestingly enough, she became something of a superhero for lots of young women, and so to have had her longer would have been wonderful.
So what do you think is her legacy?
Well, I think the legacy is that once again we find out that women can be as talented, if not more so, than men. And it's not a competition, but, you know, we for way too many years in this country, the talent of 50% of the population was ignored. What were there, 3 women on the court when she passed away? I love her statement. They asked her one time, when would there be enough women? And she said, when there are 9. And I just think, you know, it reminds me, Don, it's funny. One time my dad said, 5 or 6 years before I even considered running for mayor, we were going somewhere, and he was telling me how he had started giving money to Emily's List and other women's political action organizations. And I said, Daddy, you're a pretty conservative guy. What makes you kind of do that? He says, well, Barry, you know, I figure men have pretty much had their way for a few hundred years, and it's time to give the women a shot. And I think when you evaluate the legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you see what happens when you give women a shot. She went from not being able to get a job out of law school to becoming one of the most respected jurists of certainly of her generation, and I think that she will become will be remembered as a lion of the Supreme Court.
Do you think that your own ascension to the mayorship, that you're standing in many ways on her shoulders?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Every woman who said, no, I'm not going to just stay home and I'm not going to take no for an answer, stands on her shoulders because she did it. And the interesting thing about Ruth Bader Ginsburg that I did not know until a few years ago is that when she went to law school, she had a child. And she helped her husband through cancer, and so it wasn't like it was not as though she made a choice. And she gives women the courage to have a family, to have a life, and to have an important career because she had an important career. It was important to a lot of other people, a lot of other women, and I think that. It says that public service is important. It says that standing up for what you believe in is important and that one person can make a big difference.
In our next segment, we talk with Tillman about what the future may hold for the country. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.